appreciate you. You know, I want my children to love their pastor. I do. And I want them to respect him. I don't want them to think that he's on the same level as them, because he ain't. I want them to know that he has a special position, and he's called of the Lord, and to fear him, and also to love him, and to enjoy his presence. And there's, you know, I grew up to where there was no respect for the pastor. It was just, I mean, you know, and there wasn't no reason to, because, I mean, it was just, it was ran by the family, and it just, you know, you didn't see anything special about him, really.
Yeah.
And I want my children to recognize the blessing of having a pastor. And I see these kids in these church, the way they treat our pastor, and they love him, and they feel comfortable around him and feel safe.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That is a blessing. And and I want them to experience that. I want a lot of the things that I have not experienced in a local church, I want them to.
Amen.
I want them to experience
Amen.
It.
Amen, Thomas. You're right, brother.
We'll see. Have the Lord to help us tonight, and God knows exactly what you all need.
Amen.
He knows exactly what you need, and God is so good, and He is so merciful. He will use the weakest of vessels,
the weakest of vessels,
and use us in our weakness. And you know, I always thought, and I'd go out to these parks and stuff like that, and try to preach to people and stuff. And I just thought that God needed some just otherworldly boldness and this strength, this is great strength upon me. But I, Lord has showed me that what God actually needs is He needs weakness from me.
Right.
He needs weakness. Mm-hmm. And the problem with people is not that they're that God can't use. The problem is that people are not weak enough to be used.
That's right.
They're not weak enough to be used. They think that they are so strong, and we think that we are so strong, and
we're
it
not.
Hinders God from using us.
That's right, buddy.
But the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 32, verse number 27.
Yeah.
This is something that Lord had me preach down there at the apartments of those people, and normally, you know, God won't burden me to preach on something again, but I believe this will help you all.
Amen, brother.
I believe it will be a blessing to you, and a little bit more personal aspect for me in my life, this verse, and maybe for you tonight.
Amen.
We get kind of trained coming in here and just you know, smiling and everything like that. But I just know, because I've been the one many, many times that you come in here and you just think in your mind, if God don't work in my life, this way, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, some people got discernment; they can tell there's things burdening on you in your life and things like that, and that's good. And you open up to people and you have them pray for you, and God move in your life. But you come in here and there's things so overwhelming in your life that you know that if God don't do something, there ain't no hope.
Truth.
And you know, we're sitting in here tonight, and we know that God needs to do something for us.
Amen.
And it ain't that God ain't able; it's that we have such weak faith.
Yeah,
we have such weak faith. But Jeremiah chapter number 32, and verse number 37, the Word of God says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?"
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything too hard for me? If I would have preached from this verse maybe a few weeks ago, I think I preached it with a little bit more burden and a little bit more pain than what I can tonight. But I preach this verse more at the end of struggle and burden than in the middle of it. I've had to preach the last several months under great burden for God to do things and to work in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And now you move from one burden and you move to another. You move from one burden to see God move in your life, and then it's like when God moves and He does something, we tend to pray less fervently, seek God more.
True.
And then when you really get to the end of it, you really, what you thought was painful, what you thought was burdensome to you, the whole time really you seen was great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And God used it to allow you to experience Him on greater levels than you never thought you would before.
Amen.
When you go through a struggle and you go through an issue.
Amen.
And I think it's with my children. They don't know how hard I'm going to fight for them and what I actually am able to do for them unless they struggle or they get hurt or have to pick them up from off the ground. And that's the same way it is with God, that we really don't know what all God can do until we're banged up and hurt and tired and cut and bruised.
Amen.
That's when God's able to help us.
That's true, brother.
Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Would you use me, God?
Mm-hmm.
Would you use me, God, for your own sake, for your own glory, God?
Amen,
I pray
God.
You'd use it, God, to encourage one of my brothers and my sisters tonight,
yes.
Dear God, and to prove, dear Thank God, you, your Lord. Faithfulness and your goodness,
God.
Lord.
Yes.
God, would you use me, Father,
Lord.
And hide me behind your, Lord, your spirit
Lord,
and your presence
Lord,
tonight,
Lord.
God. And to ask this question tonight, is there anything too hard for you, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Would you answer it, Lord, for us tonight in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Want to preach on tonight, is there anything too hard for God? Is
yes.
there anything too hard for God? And we look inside of this chapter and there's a season of judgment that's getting ready to happen. Israel's
yes.
getting ready to be judged. But God also tells them that a time of restoration is going to come as well. He says
yeah.
you're going to be judged and there's going to be 70 years of being in captivity, but I'm also going to restore you. So listen, God promises that both that this great captivity is going to happen. He promises a time of restoration.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hanging on to, that I believe we've been in captivity for
I
a long time.
That.
But I trust and I pray that we're reaching the time of restoration, that God's raising up some people in this church that will listen,
that.
Help to be able to restore some things that's been lost, that the locust and the canker worm has stolen from us. But Jeremiah, he buys a piece of real estate. You look in verse number 9 and 15 and 17 and 25, and it tells us about Jeremiah. He buys a piece of real estate, I believe, from his cousin. And listen, Jeremiah, that seems so foolish to do, but the Babylonian army, the Chaldeans, are coming at the gate, and they're sieging Jerusalem, and he says, I'm going to buy a piece of real estate. How foolish would that seem? Listen, if we were infiltrated by an army, just buy you a piece of land and set up you a place to live. Jeremiah does that because he's saying, I believe God, and I believe that God is going to restore this land, and one day people are going to inhabit these places again. And sometimes you do things that are silly and foolish, but God, listen, you're proven, listen, God already knows your heart, but you're proven to yourself and to other people that you believe
Amen.
God and that you're willing
Feels
to be
God.
Obedient to Him. And Jeremiah, he makes this statement in his prayer when he's praying to the Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. And then God, listen, that catches God's ear. And God asks this question in verse number 27. He says, is there anything too hard for me? He said, what you said, Jeremiah, is right. What you said is true. But I want you to really think about it. Is there anything too hard? Listen for me. Consider, first of all, who's asking this question? Who's asking? If I asked you tonight, is there anything too hard for Tyler Bentley? You would logically say yes. There are things that are too hard for me. Even the President of the United States has got a lot of power and he has a lot of ability. But if he were to ask, is there anything too hard for me? You'd be bound to say yes. There's things too hard. Listen, for even him. But it's God who has this task tonight. Listen, in light of all that we see and experience in this life, listen, there's times we feel that our situation and obstacles are too hard. And God wants us in the middle of them to ask, is there anything, is there any circumstances that is greater than I am?
Amen, brother.
To really contemplate on it.
Yeah.
To really think, is there anything too hard for God? Our greatest need in our day is that men and women, that they dethrone the tiny, weak, anemic
right.
God that they have.
Right.
Listen, too many times, listen, we never see God move in our life because our view of God is so low.
Right.
It's so small. Listen, we've got a view, listen, even the cross that's preached in this community we live in, that Jesus somehow was forced or compelled,
yeah.
or somehow, listen, that it was a negative
circumstance that took place. I serve a God that's sovereign and orchestrates life according to His own pleasure. In the book of Revelation, they say that God's created everything for His own pleasure.
Right,
He's not weak and anemic. He's big and strong and powerful. Listen, but by His grace, I want to let God answer this question that He asked of Himself. Is there anything too hard for me?
Amen.
I think God's taking that question pretty personal, don't you?
Yeah, buddy.
I think He takes it pretty personal.
Meditate on it.
Because listen, if I don't have the ability to do something, I shouldn't take it personal when somebody says there's something too hard for me. But God takes it pretty personal when we say that things are too hard for Him. Listen, first of all, I want to give you an underlying principle that's inside this text that's important to understand. First, let me answer it. Let me answer the question in simple terms. Is there anything too hard for God? No. He's almighty. He made the universe. Solely by His Word. He parted the Red Sea. He's made the blind to see and the lame to walk and the deaf to hear and the mute to be able to speak.
Amen.
There's never been a situation greater than God. There's never been a circumstance bigger than God.
Amen.
Listen, there is nothing that is too hard. Listen, poor God. He raised the dead to life. He was crucified on a cross. He died a real death. And He rose again the third day and ascended into heaven. There's nothing too hard. Listen, poor God. Listen. But because of His nature, there are certain things that God just will not do.
Amen.
There are certain things that God just will not do.
That's right, brother.
So God, He only does what is in accordance with His nature.
That's right.
God only does what is in accordance with His nature. He's never going to do nothing that violates His holiness. He's never going to do anything that violates His righteousness. So many people in our community, they get mad when God doesn't say, well, listen, I pray for God. This is me and my girlfriend's living together. And I wanted my house to get fixed and my car to get straightened out. And God didn't answer. God's not going to do that because God is righteous and does not condone sin. There's things that God will not do. There's things that God will not do if it violates His very nature. He cannot go against Himself. And so many times we ask God to do things that go against His very nature.
Exactly right, brother.
We ask God to help out the situation that God is not just going to help out do because it goes against His holy standard. It goes against His perfect nature.
Amen.
And many people will use that to try to discredit God.
Yeah.
Now, He's not going to do anything that is against also His perfect will.
No.
Let me give you an illustration of this. In Luke chapter 23, verse 39, it says, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." So, listen, this thief that's on the cross, this malefactor, he says, "Jesus, if you are who you say you are, you say you're the Christ, and you got all power, if you're really the Christ, if you really can do all things, get yourself off the cross, get me off the cross." First of all, God's not going to answer because He's wicked and a scoffer. And second of all, He's not going to answer it because it's not His will. It was His will to die. It was His will to bleed. It was His will to suffer. It was His will to pay the price for our sins. And God is not going to answer anything that is against His will. Listen, sometimes you say, well, I don't always know what is the will of God. Listen, and that's why when we pray, listen, we pray as Jesus prayed, and not as I will, but as thou will be done. But I'll tell you this, the closer you get to God, and the more you begin to pray. Listen, God will reveal to you in prayer. Listen, you keep pressing. There's been things I asked about for a long time. There was things I prayed about for a long time. And God eventually showed me, Tyler, I'm not going to answer because it is against my
I will. Listen, I'll give you an example. When before Ezra was born, she was pregnant. I just thought there was no reason why that any obstacle should ever come in my life. And she began to have problems. Her HCG levels was not showing up what they needed to be. It was beginning to be a very concerning situation. Yeah. I got on the floor with some other people and prayed over her. I said, God, please, let that baby live. God, please, don't let her miscarry. God, please, let that baby stay alive. We went down there and they said, ectopic pregnancy. And next thing you know, she's in surgery. And the baby does not live. When I was praying over my wife, it was my will that that baby live. But the Holy Ghost was praying on my behalf, saying, save Tyler's wife. Spare Tyler's wife. Yeah. Because the doctor said, if the doctor would have waited to that morning, her tube would have ruptured, and she would not have made it to the morning. They almost didn't do the surgery that night. So when I was praying, my will be done, the Holy Ghost was praying that God spare my wife.
Amen. That's where it's at, son. That's right.
I'm glad we've got the Holy Ghost praying for us on our behalf. There's times when I pray, God move, and God do this, and God do that. But I'm glad. When God gives His will rather than my own.
Amen, brother.
And then let me direct this question to our circumstances.
Yes.
Or rather, let God direct it. Is there anything too hard for me? Let me just say this tonight. Our circumstances do not intimidate God. Your lost family member does not intimidate God from being. My sister told me on the porch the other night. She said, I just don't believe in all that. I just don't think it's all trust. That's fine. It don't bother me one bit. And it don't bother God one bit. He's still big enough to save you.
Yeah.
Whether you want to or not, He's big enough to get you to a place where you want to be saved. But our circumstances, they do not intimidate God.
Yeah.
Here on a little Wednesday night, I just want to try to testify to you a little bit and try to help you tonight. I remember last year. I heard this from Charles Spurgeon a long time ago. He said, I'll tell you what you do when you're in the midst of a trial. You struggle too much in it. But wait till that trial's done and God's worked it out. And when God works it out, then testify about what God has done.
Amen.
I make God a promise. That I would glorify Him for what He's done. I remember last year. Whenever I started going to teach at a little non-profit school. I got ready to go. I knew that it was going to be. A hard struggle for me and my wife. The numbers just didn't match up. And I got back, me and Pastor Kelly went down. To a meeting down there in North Carolina. I told God, I said, God, please, I need you to say something to me. I need you to speak to me.
Yeah.
We was going down faster, than I felt I could keep up with it. I asked God to help me. He spoke to me that night. But my circumstance didn't change. Didn't even have enough money for water and electric. I said, what in the world are we going to do? But I went up on the mountain. Got alone. And I was beginning to God, do something. My kids is watching. My wife is watching. Taylor was so discouraged. She went up down the hill. She said, I'm sorry for doubting. I'm sorry for acting so discouraged. She began to cry out with me and pray that God will move. While we were standing on that mountain, a FedEx truck pulled up, walked over to my kids on the porch and gave us an envelope. And when I opened it up, it was enough for our electric bill and our house bill. God's done that. Numerous times. I can't tell you how many times that He has. I had to leave that job eventually. Just a hard struggle. Going through it. We didn't bullshit nobody, know or nothing. But just praying that God would move. And
I tell you, without voicing one concern, God would supply our very needs. There were many jobs. Listen, I had opportunities to take. But for so long, I just didn't have enough. From these other jobs that I had enough to be able to make it. I took it. I said, listen, I believe God has got something special. Yeah. If we'll wait on God and trust God and me do what all I can do, God's going to come through. And months and months and months went by and a long drought. And praise the Lord. God has made a way. And gave me, back in December, I tried to get a job helping children. I don't care. I feel like that's what God wants me to do. I feel like that's where God wants me. And it seemed for some people would tell me, that's crazy waiting on that. I don't understand why you're waiting on that. I said, I know it's crazy. It don't make sense. But God's telling me to. Yeah. It's what God wants me to do. And God made a way. Listen, the 13th this month in March, I'm supposed to start that job. Yeah. Helping children and working with them. I'm not here tonight to say nothing about me. What I'm telling you is that God has made a way. Yeah. And there's nothing too hard for Him. I promise God I'd give Him glory for working it in our lives. A couple weeks ago, we was outside and Ezra, listen, was walked in front of Arabella. Bless her heart. Listen, she accidentally kicked him. When he went up, he started bleeding. We opened up his mouth and found an abscess tooth. There, it was so infected. And we took him down there to the dentist. He said, that's a blessing. Because you could not see it. In a normal brushing routine of his teeth, you couldn't see it. But God let Ezra get kicked in the mouth on the very side that abscess tooth was. So we could see where it was and get it out. I just try to brag on God and how He's worked in my life. The world may say, Tyler Bentley, you ain't got very much. But I'm telling you tonight, God, I've got Him. I've got everything. God has blessed us. I knew what I had to experience, what it was like for my help to come from God, to come from Him with no explanation whatsoever. Amen. I try to keep down diaries.
That's right.
And entries writing down the day.
Yes.
Where this miracle happened and this miracle happened and this miracle happened and this miracle happened.
Yeah.
I said, God, that's okay. I said, someday we're going to give this to these kids.
That's right.
And we're going to show them.
Preach your faith.
We're going to show them what God did for us.
Yeah.
When it made no sense. When it made no sense.
Amen.
It goes a whole lot deeper than that. I'm just trying to tell you enough to where you know that God's good.
Good
and He's worked in our life. God has been so, so good. Listen to me and my life.
Really?
And it's made a way. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for Him. He's able.
Amen.
When we are not able. There's no situation in your life that's too hard for God.
Son.
There's nothing too hard for God. He's able to supply grace and help in a time of
need.
Sometimes it's not just a physical thing. Sometimes it's just
your
spiritual, emotional state is so weak and so low, and nobody can say nothing to help you. There ain't enough preaching behind this pulpit can do nothing. But the Holy Ghost with a sweet whisper comes by and does something for you you can't do for yourself. And He asks again, is there anything too hard for me? I think when God blesses us, I believe He whispers that question in our heart. Is there anything too hard for me? It's sad to say, when God come through the way He did for us after so long, I was just blown away. It's just like God just whispered and said, did you think it was too hard for me?
Amen.
Did you think it was too hard for me?
He'll show out, won't He?
Gave more than what even we was asking for.
Yeah.
Gave more than what we was even asking for.
Yeah.
We all got to go through something. That's just my little something. Because of how silly I am and how I... doubt about trivial things.
That's a good word, brother.
God will take whatever your weakness is in life. That's where He'll press.
That's right.
That's where He'll press.
That's right.
That's where He'll press. When you got weakness in your life, God will zoom in on that, and you'll have to deal with it.
He sure will.
I'm living proof tonight. God has done miracles for us.
Amen, son.
This question, last question, in regard to salvation. We got people in our life. And it seems absolutely impossible. There's absolutely nothing. They're so uninterested. They're so unengaged. And they are they're so in and out. And they're not consistent. And there ain't enough inviting them to church or witnessing to them that can do anything. And the devil seals it in her heart that they're too far gone. There's nothing they can do. Listen, but God asks this question tonight. Is it too hard for me? Are your children too hard for me to save? Listen. Well, what about us? Listen. We were lost and undone. We were on our way to hell. We were under the wrath of God. We were blind. We were dead. We were in grave clothes. And Jesus descended on us and saved us. We're living proof tonight that there's nothing too hard for God, because He raised us up from the dead and sealed us by His Spirit and made us children of God and proved there's nothing too hard for Him.
Amen, son. You're right.
I'm just here to say, what is it? My goodness, I feel God. There's a song that says, I came through another battle. And that song that says, I made many mistakes. I've made many mistakes through that battle, many.
Yeah.
Doubted God, questioned God.
Yeah.
There's a verse that spoke to me, and I was sitting out there in that parking lot. I was sitting out there in that parking lot in Revelation. I was opening up. I said, God, just tell me something. He said, you've got a little strength. You've kept the faith, and you've not denied my name.
Uh-huh.
He said, I sit before thee an open door.
That's right.
There are doors that you just can't create. No. God has to open them up.
Set before you. Yes. That's right.
Are you going to trust the Lord tonight? It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Are you going to trust Him? When they was in there in that desert place, and Jesus just had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, He said, that's enough. Little as much when God's in it.
That's right, brother.
Little as much when God's in it. Yeah. There's nothing too hard for God. There are things that are too hard for us.
Amen.
And God makes them too hard for us. So our faith will be in the Lord. And God wants us to press. Press on Wednesday nights and pray again.
Right.
Press on Sundays and pray
That's
again.
Right.
Keep pressing through
when
it's hard and when it's difficult.
Yes.
I don't know what your thing is tonight. Is anything? That was my anything. And I thought it could just be done in about a month or two. But God drug it out.
Oh,
he
drug
it out and He drug it out and He
yes.
drug it out. Maybe your thing's just dragging out and dragging out and dragging out. And you're down and you're discouraged. But when you've got something and it's not come to pass, it will burden you bad.
It will, buddy.
It will burden you bad.
Way on you.
It may be just a little thing in school. It may be something in your family. But when that thing is not answered, it never leaves your mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a time when I come in this church that would not be on my mind 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It never left
mm-hmm.
until it came through and it was answered. So it's not a question, is it too hard for the Lord? But are we going to trust in the Lord and keep being faithful in the Lord and bring it to the Lord and specifically ask God to answer in it? Is there anything too hard for God? What's your answer to that tonight?
Amen.
I've seen that there's nothing too hard for Him.
Amen.